We're going to begin this hour with the relationship between the White House and Seattle police. The U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he's going to take a critical look at projects to reform local police departments. And you'll remember the Obama administration has worked with Seattle and other cities to improve the way police use force and deal with issues of racial equity. But the Attorney General says he's not sure consent decrees make for better policing. And his review could potentially pause reforms that are laid out in these federal consent decrees. Officer Kevin Stuckey is the head of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, the union that represents Seattle Police Department officers. Officer Stuckey, thank you for talking with us on KUOW.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Are you surprised at this memo from the Attorney General?
Surprised, no. I believe that right before he was confirmed, that he had mentioned nationally that that was something that he would look into.
You don't think this announced review is going to affect the Seattle Police Department. Why?
Well, I'm not saying I don't think it will affect it. I just will say that I believe that we're 3 years into this. The cities who are just now getting into a settlement agreement with the federal government may be affected by it because they're just starting. Seattle, we've almost completed our assessments that would actually get us in compliance. So we've already done a lot of, if not all of the work, to get the reform process started.
Is President Trump too late to change it?
You know, they can change different things, different laws and things like that, but we've had a culture change here in Seattle. It's because we were fortunate enough to have some really bright people decide that we're going to get everybody a seat at the table. In 23 years that I've been a police officer, all the success I've had has come when I've been able to get everybody to the table. And because the men and women of the Seattle Police Department played a role in the reform process, we got buy-in. And I believe that in order to have real reform, you have to have buy-in from the rank-and-file officers. Because then you can have that culture shift. If you don't have buy-in, it just becomes another policy, and they can change policy.
Culture has changed at the Seattle Police Department, you say. What's your evidence of that, officer?
I can tell you that we have, and these are numbers that are not my numbers, but the city's, that Seattle Police Department has a 72% approval rating in communities of color. We have a 55% in a reduction of use of force. We have nationally recognized bias-free policing policies that we've implemented. We have probably, in the last year, we've had between 10 to 15 different police agencies come from all over the country to come to Seattle to see how we do business.
So, Officer Stuckey, you sound very much on board with these changes working with the federal government, but you became the head of the Seattle Police Officers Guild after the last head of the union wrote an inflammatory Facebook post about the, quote, minority movement and the shooting of the Dallas police officers. Before that, the head of the police officers union let officers move forward on a possible lawsuit against the federal consent decree. So how confident are you that rank and file officers are on board with these reforms? And what's changed?
Well, the reality is, if I can just go back on some of the things that you said, those officers who are actually going to file a lawsuit, those are their constitutional rights to do so. So we didn't, I believe the previous president couldn't basically tell somebody, you don't have any rights. Every citizen in this country has a right to do that, and they were exercising their rights. Now, the union didn't follow under because the union at the time didn't believe that was the direction to go, which is why we didn't join in that lawsuit. And eventually we were able to get those guys on board as well.
How did that happen?
It happened because we sat down and talked. I've been a part of the Community Police Commission. I brought some of those officers that actually spoke with members of the police commission so they could exchange perspectives. And because of that, there was a relationship that was formed. I don't want to brag too much, but getting the right people at the table actually got things done and actually reaching out and speaking to people. We are in tough times in our country because there's, a paradigm shift in how people view policing and they want policing done. Most police officers just want to know the rules. You give me the rules, and then I'm going to go out and play by those rules. We've had some very bright people sit down and write out some rules and actually get input from officers so that they can understand our perspective and what may and may not work.
Has the new oversight hampered police at all? Because, as you know, some officers and some residents have said that officers' hands are tied, that, you know, we can't confront lawbreakers, we'll just back off and let crime happen. Have you heard that charge, and what do you think of it?
I've heard people say that. And that's not just here in this country.
Right.
I know, you know, if you look at what's going on in Chicago, there are people who believe that that's what's going on over there. I will tell you that the men and women of the Seattle Police Department are some of the most professional people you'll ever meet. Again, there are things that will hamper us, but see, that's the beauty in having a seat at the table, is that you, when you can see what works and what doesn't work. So if there's a policy that's going to prohibit something from being done, well, then we constantly have to be in a state of review. You know, I believe personally that that's what got us here, is that we didn't have a very good review process. We were doing things that may have worked in 1985, but just wasn't playing in 2005. So we have to be constantly changing, constantly looking and doing different things. But it doesn't mean that we can't sit down at the table and say, hey, listen, we just reviewed this, and maybe we should be doing something different.
Is there one element of training or new oversight that you can give me as an example of, you know what, this really was a game changer in Seattle?
De-escalation.
Tell us about de-escalation, please.
De-escalation training. I'm going to speak to you not in a technical term, but to try to get you to understand it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It may be a little layman.
I like layman.
Okay. De-escalation is like this. I don't know about you, but from time to time, I say something to my wife that she doesn't like, and I shouldn't have said it, and I anger her. The first thing I do is I start speaking in tones that I think is going to calm her down. I let her see my hands. If I can get a couch in between her and I, I'm going to do that. I'm going to give her time, distance, and space to calm down until she can actually hear and understand what I'm saying. And I'm affording myself an opportunity to actually change the narrative. Maybe get in, I'm sorry, or apologize, or get her to understand my point of view. I can only do that by giving her time, distance, and space. If I'm yelling at her back, she doesn't hear, we don't hear each other. That's de-escalation. De-escalation, from going in and charging the yelling person to saying that, even saying that prior to 4 years ago, if there was someone who was having an outburst downtown in the middle of the street, we would say that was someone who's mentally ill who's standing in the street. Today we say that we have a person in crisis. By just changing that language, it changes how you even respond, because someone in crisis needs help.
Is that de-escalation a new strategy that came out of the federal consent decree, that wasn't the way it was being done with officers in the past?
Yes, it is very new. The term de-escalation is new. De-escalation is actually something I was taught in my grandparents' home, but not everybody was raised the way I was raised. I was raised that you had a mouthpiece, and that should be the first thing you go to. Whether you're in crisis, whether you're about to get in a fight with someone, whether it's an argument with someone, use your mouth, talk, listen. So the Seattle Police Department didn't need to teach me that, but it is a different way of thinking and how we approach things.
We're talking with the head of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, the police union, Officer Kevin Stuckey. Finally, let's go beyond Seattle. Do you think the Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department, withdrawing from local police reform agreements is good news or bad news for, let's say, the people of Baltimore?
I would say that you have to ask yourself, what does reform mean to you? What is your definition? Because I would hazard, if you went to each one of those cities, you have 5 to 6 different definitions. And so it is nothing wrong with taking a step back and seeing if you're doing the right thing.
That's your take on what the U.S. Attorney General is doing, just taking
actually,
a look.
The U.S. Attorney General he hasn't really said much. You know, we have not heard a lot from him. So in these times, I think it's best to sit and hear everything out, you know, because what I've seen happen in the last few months is one thing happens and then something changes, and then we go back to something else. So it's probably best if all of us just take a step back, get a lay of the land, and see what's the best way to navigate moving forward.
There you go, using your ears again.
Exactly. That's the best way to do it.
Just like you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Kevin Stuckey from Seattle Police Officers Guild, thank you for this time.
My pleasure, sir.
Officer Kevin Stuckey has been the head of the Seattle Police Officers Guild since the summer of 2016, and he's right that the Justice Department has not pulled out of these consent decrees. This week, a memo came out from the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying that the federal government will review consent decrees. like the ones that the Obama administration put into place here in Seattle and in other cities.